This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball over the outside corner at 99. And DeGrom with his seventh strikeout.
Good morning, DFW. Sean and RJ. Fist pump time on 105.3. Yeah. The Fan. Jared Sandler with the call. Rangers 7-0. Winners over the Baltimore Orioles in the rubber match of that three-game set. They got the off day. Seattle in town this weekend. We'll have the game for you tomorrow night. 7:05, but that was all part of a hitless seven innings that DeGrom threw yesterday, which Bobby blames me for. We'll ask Derek Holland about that.
Yep,
come up here in a second on 105 The Fan. Morning, Derek. How we doing?
Oh, I'm fantastic. How are you guys?
We're great. I do have some breaking news for you, though.
And I can't wait.
Yeah, I don't know. This might be upsetting to you. I was just informed during the break by Kevin Hagelin to let you know you're canceled off their show today.
No, I find that hard to believe because I would hear from Kevin. Ooh. He would tell me.
Well, maybe
I'm a good
friend. I'm a good friend. No, no, don't tell him you're not like me. I'm a good friend, and I'm telling you, Derek. Baby. I'm telling you, I'm looking out for you. Hagee's trying to pass the buck. He tried to get Peyton to do it first, and I was like, all right, I'm going to do it. I'll look out for Derek. I'll let him know he has his day free after this.
Well, my day was already free to begin with, and I will still be chatting with Kevin. And Corey. I don't know if Corey's in.
I don't think Corey's Erickson for Corey, yeah.
Okay, so I'll be chatting with them. You can just be upset that I continue my awesome relationship with those guys because without them and the radio stuff that I got to do, I wouldn't have learned as much. So thank you, Kevin, baby. And Corey.
Wow.
We'll see if you still feel that way when you talk to Hagee. We'll see.
Wow.
Hey, you got a new job, though. I'm excited for you. You are now over at UT Dallas, right?
Yes, sir, I am. I'm actually on my way to go visit with the recruit. I've had to learn some of these NCAA rules, and I will not be buying cheeseburgers like one of my favorite coaches, Mr. Jim Harbaugh. I am respecting the program and the rules.
Okay, so how many times are you going to wind up having to like ask, can you do this before, you know, you talk to a recruit? Like, are you up on the rules yet? Or
I'm definitely not up on the rules. I think you know very well after playing golf with me yesterday what all I was doing so far. But I will definitely be asking what I can and can't do. If I feel like something isn't right, I'm definitely going to ask the question so that I don't ever put the school into any issues by asking the question. I want to know what I can and can't do when it comes to recruiting and talking to these kids.
Look at that. Officially retired. He's already working again.
He's always on the grind.
Yep.
I was getting made fun of by you guys and many other people that I was unemployed. So it's great to be back in this this working force, this job era.
There we go. Hey, so last night at our text group, I was like, hey man, because we were watching. I was on the NBA draft, and I was like, is anyone still watching the Rangers? I didn't want to say anything, you know, but I kind of alluded to what was going on. And DeGrom hadn't given up a hit through seven innings. And then as soon as I text that, next moment, he gives up a base hit. Am I to blame or are you out on the whole jinx thing?
No, you are definitely to blame.
Yes.
I am very superstitious, and everybody even says, I mean, it's just a written rule. Like, you know, if there is a no-hitter, a perfect game, you do not speak about it. You don't say anything. You don't do anything. You try to as a pitcher or the players that are in the dugout, you try to do the exact same things you've been doing all game. You don't talk to the pitcher. You leave everybody alone. Like, it's just a written rule. And I figured somebody like you who loves sports would know that.
Yeah, I was just texting them, you know, just, hey, make sure you're keeping an eye on it. You know, if I was on the broadcast, I wouldn't have said anything.
No, don't try and wiggle out of it now. You are the one who owned it. Now, they did get the victory last night, so that's the good thing, Derek. They're 40-41 now, so we're exactly at the halfway point of the season. Now that we're at the midway point, how do you just generally assess what the Texas Rangers are right now?
Well, what I would say from what I've seen so far here and there, I haven't really watched a whole lot of their games, but I've seen quite a bit, is the pitching's been good. The pitching's been the most consistent of everything else. The hitting is, it's like it gets hot, it gets cold, it gets hot, it gets cold. So to me, I just think the big thing is we probably got to go get us another at bat. Something that can help the offense get going a little bit more. I just feel like it's one click away. Like, we've had this discussion before, and this is what's going to change going forward, is I know everything is going to come together. I have a feeling that you're going to continue to see greatness from the pitching staff, which is awesome. We hope that continues. The hitting will take off, and you're going to get both the hitting and the pitching to click at the same time, and they're going to make a nice little run.
So in other sports, and like, you'll say football, if the defense is just playing out of their mind, but the offense can't score, eventually you might have some fighting in the locker room, right? Does that ever happen in baseball where, like, the pitching's just so good, the offense never gets it going, and there's, like, animosity between the two?
I wouldn't say it's stuff like that. It's just, like, it's a constant, you know, being behind each other, like, hey, let's go. You know, you guys can do this. You got to help them through the tough times. Because if you go and you start trying to fight people, all you're doing is just creating more division inside the clubhouse. So they're not going to do anything like that. It's just more of the encouragement of, all right, you know, you guys are one swing away from changing everything. And as we always say, too, once one guy gets hot, the dominoes start falling after. So it's just more of the encouragement.
You know, talking about clubhouse chemistry and the way things can play with those sort of things, and we're talking with Derek Holland here on 105 Through the Fan, the only time you'll be able to hear him on the station today, apparently, right, according to Kevin Hagelin. Derek, I remember...
I got your back. I just want to say, Kevin, I got your back. I'm not going to let him continue to keep talking crap. I will be there at the 12 o'clock hour like I'm supposed to.
Derek, I just wanted to... I remember you had that great start near the trade deadline in 09, where you got into the ninth inning and were just really dominant. And that was leading up to the trade deadline. And I remember you getting asked about it afterwards. There was a lot of buzz about the Halladay market and stuff and whether you were going to be on the block used as a chip or whatever. And you're like, hey, I want to be here. Were you just aware of that, or do you feel like a lot of players are aware of the buzz around them? Because we're starting to hear buzz about, could Matley get dealt? Could Adolis Garcia get dealt? Is that something that players routinely, they hear that kind of chatter and they actively have to kind of block it out?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to hear it at all times. Like you said, when they were talking about possibly trading me, I think it was to go get Roy Halladay, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it was Halladay, yep.
You know, you can only control what you can control. I'm not going to sit and worry about what the trade rumors are or anything like that until that happens. And it's the same thing these players are going to do, is you're constantly hearing it every single year that your name is on the block. You might get traded. You might get this. If you continue to worry about that, then you're going to struggle. You're not going to do what you want to do. And then you will end up probably getting traded because of that. So it's more of just, if you go out there, control what you can control. Don't worry about the things that are going on behind you. If you get traded, you get traded. That's how these guys are looking at it. They're not going to sit and dwell on it like, well, I think today I might get traded. They're not going to be focused on the game. So you won't see that.
You got a little golf tournament coming up next week, huh?
We do. I was wondering if we were going to ever talk about that. I love that we're talking sports, but, you know, I'm trying to promote that. Next Monday, as RJ will be a celebrity in the guest or in the charity event at Diamond Oaks in Fort Worth for the 60 Feet 6 Foundation. So congratulations on being a celebrity. But yeah, we're going to be doing golf there. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're all trying to raise awareness. I will say, and I want the prayers for this little girl, Ariana. She will be there. She's been part of my foundation now for, this will be our third year with her. And unfortunately her cancer has come back. So I want to be able to show everybody, or show her, that everybody's there in her corner. I don't want her to feel like she's alone or it's just her and her family. I want her to be able to see that, because there's more than just the golf, the baseball, or anything, all these people that will be there and all those people that show the love and the support, we're all there for her. We're all there for all the kids that are going through all these tough battles, and that, to me, is what it's all about.
It's an awesome event, and where can they get more details on it?
I cannot wait.
Where can they get more details, Derek?
Details are at 60feet6.org. You can follow it on Instagram. It's the 60feet6 Instagram and on X. Same thing. It'll have all the details on there as well. And the website, 60feet6.org, will have all the details as well.
That is fantastic. And just as we close up here, there's one person who wanted to give you some information real quick. Go ahead.
Derek, I'm really tired of these people trying to sow division between us, and I can't wait to talk to you later.
No, I appreciate it. I got your text, and I was at first, that's why I wrote back to you. I said, are you serious? Because you put canceled, but that wasn't, I think you were just making fun of what
I did, and I wrote, ha, 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 ha.
I am going. I am going to get you so bad now.
What the hell?
Hey, I'm going to get you so bad.
No, no, no! What a starting!
This is a setup. I'm Oswald. I'm a patsy. That's what this is.
What?
That's what this is.
Do you think that?
I mean, I'm just trying to read the room here with Choppy and Derek.
He's definitely a patsy. Hey,
Dud, Hagee.
I'll see you on Monday, sweetie. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Cupcake. I can't wait. It's going to be awesome to see you get your first celebrity appearance. Congratulations.
Hey, baby. I can't wait. That's right. All right. Derek Holland right here, 105.3 The Fan.
Look.
Bobby, you're done.
No, I want to try to stop this right now.
No, it's done.
No,
I'm not Sean where you can take the side swipe and go, I was kidding, buddy. And then he bumped.
Oh, man. I forgot to text him about how I, like, said something about him on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear Derek's touching answer about how
I did.
We helped teach him radio and everything?
Mm-hmm. I did.
It's enough to melt your heart
mm-hmm.
and make you change course about ideas.
Not me. This is you've brought it on.
No!
You brought
Bobby,
it on.
I don't want the Bobby smoke. I can't handle it. I already told you I can't handle it.
It's too late. Get ready for some emphysema because Bobby smoke is coming for you.
I told you audio I recorded yesterday that made me sound like a freaking idiot that you could play.
That's great. This doesn't cover over that you set me up. You set me up and then you pulled the rug out from under me.
How surprised.
You're never listening in there. You're never listening in there
when we're doing it.
Oh, I'm always listening, but I heard your tease yesterday. That's how I knew he was going to be on your show.
Oh.
And you had canceled it. You told us to tell him he was canceled.
I was just kidding.
Dud. Dunzo.
Done
like Nico Harrison.
I don't want to be done. I already told you, Bobby. You have the time, resources, ability, and skill. I guess ability and skill are pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To take me down. I acknowledge that.
It really is sad. You know that what? He has that. He has us over us, too. None of us will do anything to him.
I know how we're going to even this out.
He's going to go up old stories, newspaper clippings on you from high school.
No. I'm going to get the other side of the story from Car Registration Girl.
Oh, God. I've got to hear this.
We're going to play that during Crosstalk. That's a tease for Crosstalk.
I've got to hear this story, man. I can't wait.
I don't know if I want to drop
Crosstalk.
Hey,
car.
Hey, Bobby. Hey.
No, there's what no
else
backing
can
out
I
now.
Do?
You set me up and had Derek mocking me, and then you came in here and were like, you're absolutely correct, Derek. Bobby is lying to you.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We have car registration audio coming up at 9:40 during Crosstalk.
Hagee broke up with a girl over a car registration sticker.
It's more complicated than that.
We'll play it during Crosstalk. You'll have to hang around for that, as well as the tickets we're giving away this hour.
That's right. Ticket giveaway this hour, of course. And we have the Red Zone coming up next here on Sean and RJ on 105 through the Fan. Good morning, DFW. Sean and RJ, 105 through the Fan. I have some terrible news. Kevin Hagelin is in trouble.
Dude, he's sweating. He is in trouble. Shaking his head.
Bobby is already working on a diss track for Hagee. Hagee doesn't know what smoke he is about to get. Breaking news, though, also here on 105. Before we get into the red zone, it appears the Stars.
Yes, he does. He doesn't want it.
Yeah, okay. He doesn't want the sweats, right?
Should have thought about that.
The Stars are signing Captain Jamie Benn to a one-year deal worth $1 million with the potential for more. A bonus-heavy one-year deal for Jamie Benn to return.
Look, I mean, he is their leader, and I wonder if the fact that DeBoer was fired, they still haven't figured out what they want to do with the coaching situation. Maybe they just look at it and say, "Hey, we'd really value having the leadership back here for one more year."
I got no problem with this. It's $1 million. It's $1 million deal. It's bonus heavy. I had no issue with this.
Yeah, it's
Jamie Benn's not a $9 million player, but it doesn't mean he's not a $1 million player, you know. And obviously, he probably doesn't want to move anywhere at this stage of his career. So, if you wanted to come back, let him come back. I got no problem with this deal at all.
I'm all in favor of it. I'm totally cool with this. So glad to have him back.
Yes, absolutely. All right, time now for a little red zone.
How many people want to eat a W tonight?
You know what I like about the media? They think you can just dial 1-800 and get a quarterback.
Yeah, there you go.
RJ Choppy, I've said it for years, often echoed by many others. Everybody loves lists.
Everybody loves lists. Yeah, you invented that. It was you. Chris Arnold didn't invent that.
Nope. Chris is swaggerjacking. Okay, that's what he's doing. No, that is, of course, the Chris Arnold saying. Everybody loves lists, and he's right. Everybody does love lists, particularly from about June 10th until July 25th or so, the 6 weeks when news starts getting tight. But right now, everybody's making their lists because what year is it, RJ Choppy?
It is 2025.
So we are getting a mess of 25 and 25 lists. And this has been, I feel like we see a new one every day for different sports. This one is the best 25 players in the history of the NFL. So they're not just limiting it to the last quarter century like a lot of people have done. This is the 25 best players in NFL history as of 2025. And I don't know about you. If we're going to look at the top three sports based, you know, MLB, NBA, NFL, or even include college football for that matter, in the college sports, is NFL the one that you would feel would be the most difficult to work down to a top 25 list? I do.
NFL?
Yeah.
Well, it's difficult because of the offensive linemen.
To me, I look at it and go,
you just don't know enough. You know, like the layperson cannot break down offensive line well enough. So that's what makes it difficult.
And there's just been so many different generations of the NFL and what the purpose of the game has been.
Baseball, the numbers for baseball make it easier because it's such a number. And I know people say, like, you know, like, you can't judge players from yesterday. You know, in baseball you can, because everything is based off of how you were against your peers.
I don't generally have a problem with any of the NFL top whatever lists of all time, because I look at it and say, realistically, if we're just talking about importance and everything that they do, quarterbacks would have to be like all of them, basically. Yeah. Like the very top of the list. But that's not the purpose of the list. So then it's like, all right, well, how do you properly gauge the impact of Lawrence Taylor versus Deion Sanders? Or how do you gauge who was better at what they did? Like, I mean, it's really hard to get an apples to apples comparison. And so because of that, I generally think these are pretty subjective. That's still the case on this one from CBS. But I got a couple of real problems with this one still. The top 25, and this is what they say is their criteria, individual success / accolades won, dominance during their era, longevity and career milestones achieved, enduring impact / legacy, team success and championships won, and ranking relative to his position. So without further ado, here is the top 25. We'll just kind of jump through them really quickly until we get to one that we want to stop on. Don Hutson, the receiver from the Packers, is number 25. Most prolific receiver in his day by far. Put up ridiculous numbers for the era. 24, Tony Gonzalez. 23, running back Gale Sayers. Again, if we're talking about longevity, Gale Sayers at 23 seems a little much. 22, Rod Woodson. Somebody who you like to take your side swipes at, Rod Woodson.
He's just, you know, a little soft.
I think he's...
I was told by a a very prominent player, NFL player, that Rod Woodson just didn't think much of him. And he was on the other side of the ball, and he went up against him one-on-one.
Yeah.
So, if you know me, you probably know who it is.
And Kyle Yeomans.
Not Kyle Yeomans.
And he didn't wear 88.
He might have. We don't know.
You've said on the air before it was Irvin.
Yeah, we don't know.
Number 21 on the list, Alan Page, defensive tackle. 20, Anthony Munoz, left tackle. Here we go. First Cowboy, first and only Cowboy on this list.
Okay, so is Anthony Munoz going to be the highest left tackle on there?
You're going to have to see here.
I would assume he is, right?
I think of him still as the greatest tackle of all time. That's how I think of him.
So he would probably have to be the highest graded O-lineman too then?
Probably.
So does that mean there's no Larry Allen?
Let's see. There's only one Cowboy on the list. Would you like to guess who it is? It's here at 19.
Well.
Do you think it's Larry Allen?
It better be. If it's the only Cowboy, I mean, he's... We all agree. Is Larry Allen the best Cowboy at what he did in the history of the franchise?
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult to put anybody above him, yeah, probably. Him, I mean, Deion was great. Not as great when he got to here as he had been throughout his career. I mean, he was still really great here. Mm-hmm. Randy White was pretty damn awesome.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
yeah, Emmett, obviously.
He's up there. Number 19, the only Cowboy on the list, Emmett Smith. Says small but strong running back who was the engine behind the Cowboys' 90s dynasty. From 91 to 95, Smith won four consecutive rushing titles, and he won Super Bowl MVPs, three Super Bowls total. He had league Super Bowl MVPs. Smith continued to turn out 1,000-yard seasons after the Cowboys' championship years and remains the NFL's all-time career leader with 18,355 rushing yards.
Okay.
And 164 touchdowns. That record will never be touched.
It will never be touched, and if the accolades are a part of this, okay, here's what I'm going to say. I better not go through this list and find any more than two running backs ahead of them. And those two running backs can only be named Jim and Barry. Because those are the only two you can even make a case are ahead of Emmitt Smith.
Let's see if that's the
case.
And
the fact that Larry Allen isn't on this, I already questioned this dope.
It's CBS. Let's see how angry you're going to be at this. This is Brian DiArdo. So this is not Cody Benjamin.
I can't. Never mind.
You know him?
No, I don't know him. I was gonna make fun of him, but I can't because I'd be insensitive.
You got to think about it. 18,355 yards. A guy starting his career today would have to average 1,000 yards rushing for 18 freaking years and still fall short.
Okay, it's like Cy Young. Cy Young averaged 25 wins a year for 20 years in a row. Like, that's impossible.
This will never be touched. Next on the list. 18, John Elway.
You know what? I mean, I'm fine with this. That's where he belongs.
17, Randy Moss. 16, Mean Joe Green. 15, Aaron Donald.
Okay.
14, Ray Lewis. 13, Johnny Unitas. 12, second greatest nickname of all time, Dick Butkus. 11, Patrick Mahomes. Is it too early to throw him up this high, or you're fine with it right now?
I'm fine with it.
All right, let's get to the top 10.
I think that when it's all said and done, he's going to be, probably number two.
Dan Marino is number 10 on this list. Should Marino be ahead of Mahomes at this point?
I respect that they're not taking titles into the mix. I think there's more to it than that. I have no problem with Dan. If you want to put Dan high, I mean, Dan changed the game a lot in a large part. I think Dan's better than John. I have no problem with that. Over Mahomes, I don't know.
I think this is a pretty solid list overall because as we're getting closer and closer, I'm looking at it and I'm saying there's not as many things that I have issues with, but there's going to be one, I think. Number 9, Barry Sanders. I would personally probably have him a little higher. I thought Barry Sanders was incredible. 8, Reggie White. 7, Lawrence Taylor.
Okay, look, I have no problem with Reggie White and Lawrence Taylor being ahead of Ray Lewis and Aaron Donald.
There's an argument to be made that Lawrence Taylor is the greatest player of all time, though, position aside.
Position, absolutely. Belichick would tell you exactly. He's like, do not. He said, the one player I will not allow you to make comparisons about is Lawrence Taylor.
Number 6. Is this too low? Peyton Manning. Go Vols, baby.
I mean, I think it is. I think he's the, but...
What do you think of this comparison? They say if Brady is Jack Nicklaus, Manning is Arnold Palmer.
Arnold's more popular than Jack. Arnold had more fans.
Who was better?
Jack was better.
So is that a good comparison?
Okay, I think the better comparison is Tiger Phil. Because this is how I compare it. Tiger always had his A game.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't matter what the tournament was, it didn't matter the moment. He always had his A game. Phil didn't always have his A. When Phil had his A game, Phil was actually better than Tiger when he had his A game. The problem is Phil didn't always have his A game. And I think that's Brady Manning. Brady always had his A game. Peyton didn't. When Peyton had his A game, Peyton was better than Tom. But he didn't always have it. That's how I compare the two. Like, who had a higher ceiling? It was Peyton had a higher ceiling, but he had a lower floor. And Brady always played at a 95 level. Sometimes Manning played at a 99, but sometimes he played at a 74.
Here's the top five. And we'll see if any of these are deserving to be ahead of Peyton Manning. Number five, Joe Montana. Kind of the original Brady.
He's the original Brady. I don't have a problem
Brady
with
became,
that.
Brady became more prolific than Montana.
I disagree. I don't think anybody would draft Joe over Peyton if they were going to start their team.
I'm going to skip four.
You're going to skip number four?
Three, running back Jim Brown. I'm assuming you have no problem with that, especially the impact he had on your family. Your dad was a big Jim Brown guy. Was.
I have no problem with it. I'm just trying to figure out who the two people ahead of him could be.
Two, Jerry Rice. Hard to argue. It's hard to argue.
It's not hard to argue at all. I mean, Jim's better.
One, Tom Brady. Tom Brady is the greatest player of all time.
I'm not going to argue it. I won't argue that.
Number four. I'm going to circle back because I did not want this to distract from the rest of the list. Number four on the list, and there are some people on the fan text who I know will scream and fight us on this and say that it's deserving. I do not agree. Number four is Walter Payton.
Walter Payton?
Walter Payton is number four on the all-time. Oh,
okay, so he can't be ahead of Montana and Peyton.
I don't think he can be ahead of Emmett.
He can't be ahead of Montana and Peyton Manning. He just can't do it.
I don't think he can be ahead of Emmett. And I know a lot of people.
No, I agree. He can't be ahead of Emmett.
People have put Walter up there for years, and I understand it. Man, we've gotten through enough time now that I don't know how you can comfortably say that. Now, there's some people missing off this list that we didn't even name. Ronnie Lott's not on this list. I'm just looking over the top 100 list from the NFL about 15 years ago. Ronnie Lott's not on the list. Deacon Jones isn't on the list. There's no Deion Sanders.
Yeah, that's a problem. How many times did Walter Payton lead the NFL in rushing?
Are you looking at it?
I'm looking at it. I'm just asking you.
Twice.
Once. How many times did he lead the league in touchdowns?
Twice.
Once. How many times did he lead the league in rushing yards per game?
Once.
Once. He had 3 years where he averaged 100 yards or more rushing per game.
He would look. He was great.
Okay, he was really, really awesome.
But there are levels to it. He was great.
Not better than Emmitt Smith. He is not better than Barry Sanders. He is not better than Jim Brown.
He's behind Jim Brown, to be fair. But yeah,
he is not deserving of being ahead of Joe Montana or Peyton Manning or Lawrence Taylor or Reggie White.
There's no Bruce Smith on this list.
Yep.
I mean, it's just, that's, look, I think that, again, it's really hard to nitpick too much with these sort of lists because it's really difficult to compare apples to apples and things like that. But you got to get the positions right. So I understand if you've got the best running back up there near the best linebacker.
Sure, whatever. Yeah.
All right, fine. Can't sort it out. But you got to get the stack right. Sanders is better. Barry Sanders was better. Emmitt Smith was better. That's just the way that it is to me. That's how I look at it.
I agree.
And so that's the one that I'm really going to nitpick here on that list. I mean, from CBS.
He was the best running back in the NFL one time in his life.
I mean, for the course of his career, he was the best running back going. But it's like,
in terms of having the best year, he had the best year one time.
He's like a souped up Marcus Allen.
Nah, he's better than Marcus.
I know. That's why I said he's a
better
souped
than OJ.
I know. I'm just, well, I mean, he's definitely better than OJ.
Yeah. I mean, he's an all time great. There's no doubt about it. But yeah, nobody would put him higher. That's dumb. But the rest of it, I mean, I'm not going to fight on the rest of it.
No,
it's a subjective list. I'll just fight on that one.
I don't have any issue with it either. That is the Red Zone here on Sean and RJ on 105 Through the Fan. We got Crosstalk coming up next with Kevin Hagelin and Eric Chiafalo, and we're going to let Hagee defend his reasoning. He dumped a woman because she didn't get her car registration changed? Let's hear from him next here on 105 Through the Fan.
It is Crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece here at 105 Through the Fan. I'm RJ Choppy. He is Bobby Belt, Peyton, and Aiden alongside now.
How have you enjoyed your Sean-free week thus far?
It's fine. I'm used to it now.
Yeah, I'm used to the norm.
I think you sound like the Packers president talking about playing without Jair Alexander. It's like, I mean, we're used to it. What do you want?
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Have we done more weeks this year without him than with him?
No, we've had him more than he's been out. Yeah. But he's been out a lot.
Barely.
He's been out like 6 weeks, I think.
Yeah, so we're fine. You know, it is okay. What it is.
All right.
It is what it is. I'm not getting paid anymore. Like, I'm saying, I'm not being paid by the word.
And you think that if they could do a word-by-word analysis and you could get the same money carried over, or the same rate carried over.
Word rate.
I got you.
Word rate. Yeah, but it's some ways it's easier, in some ways it's harder. So it is what it is.
Yep. What do you got coming on the show? Derek Holland.
Yeah, we got Derek Holland. tell me if you think this is a good descriptor. Former Texas Rangers pitcher, philanthropy superstar, and frequent 105.3 The Fan guest, Derek Holland.
That's fair.
I have no opinion.
I like it.
I'm so screwed.
I think you're in trouble though.
I'm
busy writing my diss track, which is going to be called Mid Days with Mid all capitalized.
Oh no, God, man. That's solid.
It has been funny to watch Hagee be
just really melting down,
just stricken with fear of Bobby. And understandably so, shaking in his boots.
At 10:22, we've got Cowboys insider for The Athletic, Duke superfan John Machota. 1 o'clock, Mike Curtis. And at 1:22, the great Nuggets Tenders sauce bracket. I have created an actual print bracket for you to peruse. Mm. This is based on voting from people at 105.3 The Fan. We've used that point system to put together the bracket.
Well, man, I could tell you, I did not help the 2 seed out very much, because I put your 2 seed. I don't even think I had it on the board. Maybe
no ranch.
I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you an anti-ranchman? I know you are with pizza, but
I can't stand ranch.
How are you?
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm curious. So we ran into this a little bit with your Christmas movie bracket, where I felt like the sample size was small, relatively speaking, for the number of movies you were trying to put in there. So have you considered, so that something doesn't get unnecessarily boosted.
Yeah.
Have you considered something like if something shows up on 2 lists as opposed to 1, you multiply it by like half or something?
Ooh, okay, interesting.
So
it's
weighted for being on more lists. So you could have somebody put on their movie, they could have it like 8, 7, and 5. But somebody had one movie on their list once, and it could end up being seated higher. But it was number 1, it could be seated higher.
That came through in the
I got a lot of problems with this.
The sweet, and is it sweet and spicy sriracha?
Yeah, that's mine.
Okay, because you were not the only one. There was at least one other person who had it at the top of the list.
Oh.
And it was not represented on as many brackets, and I think Chiafalo thinks that one's going home quick.
Yeah, because I think
you tried it?
If I want sweet and whatever, I want McDonald's sweet and sour sauce. That's what I want. That should 100% be on this.
So you've had you have had the Chick-fil-A one and you just don't like it.
Yeah, it's not that I don't like it. It's just it's fine,
man. Have you had it, Hagee? It's so good.
I do
Chick-fil-A sauce, or are you talking about
the sweet and spicy sriracha sauce? It's so good.
I am. I don't like mayo, so any mayo based sauce I'm out on. So like Cane's sauce, Chick-fil-A sauce.
Okay, I was curious. I actually didn't know the answer to that, but yeah, Cane's sauce and Chick-fil-A sauce both make the cut. Sweet and sour did not, as you brought up, make the cut.
I was the only person, I think, that put it on my list, right?
Yeah.
McDonald's sweet and sour sauce is absolutely incredible.
Now, you know what's not on
fine.
Here?
It's not Whataburger ketchup or Whataburger spicy ketchup.
I agree. Whataburger spicy ketchup is represented.
Like, I mean, honestly, like, I'm assuming the Whataburger sauce is just buys because they're so
I don't have a problem with regular ketchup not making it because ketchup doesn't belong on tenders anyway.
We were having that discussion during one of the breaks.
Are you fries only for ketchup?
Before I was not talking to him.
For ketchup? I'll put ketchup on a burger.
Okay.
And fries.
Burger and fries, but that's it.
That's it.
Okay.
I'll tell you this. There's one condiment that's not on here
that should be
on here for nuggets and tenders.
Which is
nothing.
Oh.
That can't be a condiment. Nothing can't be a condiment.
See, because me, when I eat chicken nuggets, I don't dip them in anything.
So basically what you're saying is you don't trust the polls.
Right, because, you know.
325 tested that in. Shout out to them.
I don't like to
Do you even know what you're about to say?
I don't like to offend the chef at McDonald's. You
know, they have chefs. Is that what they have?
They put a lot of work into those.
That's disrespectful to real chefs.
So if you put it in a dip, it's disrespectful.
They put a lot of work into those McDonald's.
I put in there. I did not on my list. I don't even have any clue if I made it on there. I did have to put them on there because I think this is a classic for everybody, and I'm sure a lot of people left off their list because they weren't thinking. Just the homemade ketchup, mustard, mayo concoction you can make on your own. Like a lot of people do that.
Yeah, in elementary schools, that's very popular. Mm-hmm.
It is very popular.
See?
But no, this is fine. I mean, I'm not a...
I don't want smoke from Bobby.
He does.
I've already had that smoke. Segment, RJ.
No, this is good. I don't agree with where ranch is placed.
Everybody is... Speaking of Eric not wanting to smoke, everybody thought it was, like, too much that I went and got, like, Zach's sister to record a drop for me or whatever for that song. I had really genuinely tried to find out for that song because they were like, that's unbalanced. Where's Eric's? I had genuinely tried to find the guy that had hurdled Eric in high school and tore his ACL. I tried to find him. He went to Notre Dame.
Yeah, I always forget his name, but I will remember it. Cam McDaniel.
Mm. I was going to try and find Cam McDaniel.
That's not a rhyme I like.
No, we got that's hey. What?
So we actually might have an error.
Oh.
I can't believe we don't have gravy. Like gravy for tendies?
Cream gravy?
Yeah, like a milk gravy. With tendies? Like when you go to Whataburger has, you get gravy with your tendies.
I was thinking nuggets and tenders separately.
Yeah, I was thinking nuggets because I would not put nuggets in gravy, but I would put tenders in there.
Okay.
So I don't know. It's tough.
I might have to narrow the focus.
No, yeah. I think it needs to be universal.
Okay.
What could apply to nuggets or tenders?
And that's a knock against gravy then because you wouldn't dip tenders and gravy. Maybe you would.
I personally would, but I guess it is not synonymous with nuggets. No. It is more synonymous
with nuggets. Dude, we get these nuggets at Sam's Club, whatever their generic is. They're soaked in like pickle juice. They're amazing.
Oh, really?
They are phenomenal.
Now, I was toloing yesterday, and I'm going to be toloing a lot today to y'all's show. I gotta find as many drops and pieces of information as I can for Hagee's diss track. But I was listening yesterday, and I heard a story that I was just blown away by. And you seem to be endorsing it. You're like, that makes sense. I was stunned. Kristen, I played it for her later. She endorsed it. She's like, no, I could see that. So maybe I'm the crazy one here. Chop, I don't think, has heard this yet. I'd like the feedback from the listeners as to Hagee's story about the reason he broke up with someone he was living with.
Mm-hmm. And so she was parking in the apartment parking lot, as one would do. And I guess they were going around checking like registration or inspection or whatever back at the time when it wasn't the handy dandy one sticker.
Mm-hmm.
And hers had expired like an unreasonable amount of time ago.
Years.
So she got like a sticker on her car or whatever. Like they flagged her car. And went to the apartment office and they're like, oh yeah, you gotta fix this up. And so we're like, hey, you gotta get that fixed up. And she's like, oh yeah, okay. And so the next week, she had the entire week off, and I asked her a couple times, and then finally I came home on Friday after work, and I was like, hey, did you get your registration? And she's like, oh, yeah, no, I was watching, like, she was binge-watching a show, which there's nothing wrong with that, but, like, this felt like the most basic thing, and at that moment, I was like, I'm done. Like, you're not a real adult.
You know, I've never heard of a relationship breaking up over vehicle registration.
That is...
But it was emblematic of a bigger issue.
I love you. You're beautiful.
You're
beautiful.
A week? Come on, just like a week she had to get it done before you're like, done.
Well, I mean,
she had the week off, bro.
And she had like a year to do it.
But like until you started putting the pressure on. That was a week.
You're like Elaine dumping Jake Jarmel over punctuation.
I mean,
this does feel very Seinfeld.
But she wasn't looking for a partner that was a fellow adult to build a life with. I was, and this just wasn't going to work.
Huh. She just viewed you as a piece of meat. She was like, I just want that Hagee. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
She was just using you.
Even Hagee looks turned off by that.
She would only get her registration.
Thumbs down to that.
I've never heard of, like, I'm going to get this registration done so I can get in his pants.
Bobby, there's nothing hotter than responsibility, man. Yeah.
That's what really does it for you.
Yeah, it really does.
Responsibility.
Yeah. All right, now the context for this.
I kept all my receipts. Oh, my
man,
God.
Man, we're in a tough spot because, like, Sarah's changed. She's changing her name because.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
we're a very traditional couple. Yes.
Choppyman?
Choppyman, yeah. But. So we're traveling in August on a flight.
Oh, yeah, and you got to get your passport changed then if you get your ID.
The flight's booked in her maiden name.
Yeah.
But she's already started the process to change her name.
Oh, dear.
So so she's already changed her name on, like, I think one document, maybe, like, whatever, the Social Security or whatever.
Yeah.
But there's no driver's license appointments until, like, September. So her Social Security or whatever number is going to be the same. I guess her name has changed on it.
Yeah.
But it's not changed on the document. So when she goes and she gives her passport, her license is expired. When she gives her passport to.
Oh, this is an overseas.
I'm amazed you haven't
situation. Divorced
her yet. Okay. For an expired license?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
But when she gives her passport to TSA, are they going to scan it and it's going to not match the name that's on or whatever?
Ooh, yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I have no idea either. Somebody, there's going to be an expert on the text that'll maybe let us know.
We're playing guesswork here. I'm flying to Michigan one way or the other.
You're fine.
Would you leave without her?
Yeah. I mean, it's a golf trip. Of course I would. We got a tee time to make, baby. No.
You would leave and not come back.
Well, here's what I would do.
Because, I mean,
I would rent
a
car
straight.
And drive up with her.
Oh, there you go.
Drive up with her. That's what I would.
Yeah, because
she can't drive.
I'm not putting those miles on my truck.
She can't drive because her license though.
Because you can't have all the fun on the golf course without her.
Yeah, what am I gonna do? What's gonna happen in between the 11th and 12th hole in the woods?
Oh, yeah.
On that bridge? What's gonna happen there? On that bridge. What are we gonna do? Just me by myself?
That's not a bridge too far.
No, it's a bridge to nowhere, if you know what I'm talking about.
I've seen the bridge to nowhere.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, very
It
nice.
Really is very confusing how they thought that needed $60 million of funding or whatever.
Peyton, could you see Vancouver from the bridge to nowhere?
No, you can't.
After a 12-hour flight.
After a 12-hour flight. Very good.
The tech still can't believe that you raw dog your chicken nuggets like that. With just
you know
no
what?
Sauce,
I saw somebody on the YouTubes saying that they do the same thing.
The YouTube folks are savages. I love them. They're savages, though.
Yeah, they are. But I do raw dog the nuggets.
Respect.
Yeah, man. It's chicken nuggets, man. I respect the craft. I respect the craft of what it comes to making.
Do you ever like try to go back there and give them a compliment or shake their hand?
Like, you know what? The fat and bone and lard cartilage in this nugget was fantastic.
What percentage of McNuggets are actually real chicken?
Zero.
I would say
I would assume zero.
Roughly zero, right?
Roughly zero.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gabe Kapler, you know, he used to peel the breading off the chicken nuggets, McNuggets.
Don't have to do that with Whataburger because the Whataburger nuggets are just
That's
so
right.
clean.
That's
100%.
Right.
Peel the breading off.
Kapler approved.
Just eat that whatever is in the meat.
Gummy, the fake science
meat.
Experiment.
Yeah.
Yep. Gummy fake. Like Hagee's friendship when he threw me under the bus.
Oh, jeez.
Nice, is that going to undercut the entirety of our relationship?
Until my diss song's
Bad
out.
Day to be Hagee.
Even that conversation yesterday.
Listen to the music.
Oh, man.
KC Masterpiece.
We're done.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.